This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and here I am live at the 2013 Baseball Hall of Fame induction for all the legends who are joining the eternal pantheon. Kind of an empty place this year. Nobody here. Is that right, Jeff Idelson of the National Baseball Hall of Fame? Nobody?
For only the eighth time since voting began in 1936, the voting membership did not elect anyone to Cooperstown. Craig Biggio leading the pack with votes on 68% of ballots cast, just 39 votes short of election.
History made in the sport of baseball. This was the first year, you see, of the so-called steroid era candidates, players like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, with Hall of Fame stats on the field, but who are both at the center of the doping scandal of the past decades. The baseball writers this year at least voted nobody. For now, into the Hall of Fame. Joining me now is sports editor at The Nation and author of the new book, Game Over, Dave Zirin. Dave, do you, first of all, are you one of these writers who votes on the Hall of Fame?
I do not vote on the Hall of Fame for the simple reason that I'm actually an active sports writer, and a lot of the folks who vote for the Hall of Fame of the Baseball Writers Association haven't actually written about baseball in a quarter century, and that certainly reflected itself in the vote yesterday.
If you had been one of the voters, what would you have done?
Without question, I would have voted for Barry Bonds, the greatest hitter of his era. Without question, I would have voted for Roger Clemens, the greatest pitcher of his era. Without question, I would have voted for Mike Piazza, the greatest hitting catcher in history. They were the preeminent players of the 1990s, and all you can really do is judge players relative to their era.
So there would be a special category in the Hall of Fame for perjurers or alleged perjurers or people who commit obstruction of justice, those sorts of things?
Well, already they choose not to have a separate category for players who took amphetamines throughout the 1960s, for players who benefited before 1947 for not having to bat against Satchel Paige or pitch against Josh Gibson when the league was all white. There's no category in the Baseball Hall of Fame for players who are members of the Ku Klux Klan like Rogers Hornsby and Tris Speaker. The message they seem to be sending is PEDs not okay, KKK okay.
What do you make of the doping scandal? Is this something that bears on the character of Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens in some way? Is it, at least among players, an acknowledged form of cheating, or is it just a technological wave that some players took advantage of and others didn't?
You know, I once talked to a player who said it to me perfectly. He said, when it comes to steroids, punishment is an individual issue, but distribution is a team issue. In other words, in the 1990s, yes, it was the steroid era. Yes, there was a lot going on, which can be described as cheating. But was Barry Bonds the mastermind of this? Was Roger Clemens the mastermind of this? No, this is the sort of thing where on every level of baseball, from the commissioner's office to ownership to the media, there was knowledge of this. Sometimes it was a benign ignoring of what was happening. Sometimes it was malignant intent of making sure that your team could keep up with the Joneses on the other team. But the idea that we've reached this point where some of the very same writers who chose not to cover this story in the 1990s are now trying to assuage their guilt by making sanctimonious statements like this, well, it's the sort of thing we should absolutely, I think, roll our eyes at, and it's a signal that the Baseball Hall of Fame is in need of serious reform.
All right, let's push our good friend, sports editor at The Nation, Dave Zirin, author of the new book, Game Over. Okay, so doping goes with baseball. Everybody knew about it. You could say betting goes with baseball. Everybody knew about it. Would you vote for Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
In a heartbeat, the all-time leading hits leader in Major League Baseball history. Now, that doesn't mean I don't acknowledge his transgressions. That doesn't mean I don't think it should be on the plaque. But the Baseball Hall of Fame needs to decide, are you a museum or are you Disneyland? If you're going to be a museum, then put in Bonds, put in Clemens, put in Rose. They're the great players, and also acknowledge their wrongdoings. But you can't pretend that they didn't exist as if this is somehow like Moscow in the 1930s.
Last few seconds, Dave Zirin. This is going to change, right? They're eventually going to get in. This is just a one-year deal, right?
It's not a one-year deal, but it will change, but it's going to have to be a generational change as a generation of writers fade to the distance and a new generation of writers come to the fore.
The provocative views of sports editor at The Nation, author of the new book, Game Over, Dave Zirin, on Nobody in the Hall of Fame for 2013. Thanks so much, Dave.
My privilege. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.